blown away when I see stuff like this. I haven't seen something like this in a while. And it was Elon Musk in... Well, hold on for a second. Let me go ahead and do something. All right. I had to go get my phone because this shit's going to... How to go get my phone. How to make sure, because the alarm's going to go off a couple times. And I need to make sure that it doesn't interrupt the podcast. Because I'm up and at 'em. And yeah, I was just blown away by Elon Musk. The news of Elon Musk. It broke through yesterday of him being the largest shareholder on Twitter. He was talking about a couple weeks ago. If you wanted to see some changes in the platform, do you feel Twitter has lost its way? And he goes, yeah. It has. And he fucking ends up buying it. He ends up doing a Bruce Wayne in Batman Begins when they tell him, hey, we sold your company to out in the stock market to a bunch of people, shareholders, whatever shit. And it ended up being all Bruce Wayne. He ended up buying it all back. And you know, it's interesting because when you do a move like that, when you buy like a social media conglomerate like that, or you get the largest shareholder, or tie the largest shareholder, he intentionally did that. There was this guy, 9.2%. It was this group. It was like, I forgot what it was. It was a financial institution, Morgan Stanley. It's got 9.2% stake in Twitter, largest. So the guy that's worth $600 billion says, okay, I'm just going to buy $6 billion worth of stocks, just like Morgan Stanley has, 9.2. I don't want to say shit, but, and it was funny because people were, there was this one post that I saw. This guy was like, you know, I'm one of the moderators for Twitter. We don't ban free speech. We're just going up against bullies and bigots and all this shit. And I'm not going to work for Elon Musk. It's the funniest shit. It's like he just pulled a Bruce Wayne. And I just salute him for that. I'm just blown away by it because that's the kind of move you need to make. But anyway, you know, I was talking with my partner. And, you know, just talking about the toughness and the challenges of parenting, man. Especially in the world of single parenting. You know, that's one thing that people don't realize, especially people that are married and people are in family dynamics, that when you're in a single family, or when not single family, but you, when you are single parenting, it is one of the toughest jobs to have, because you are on an island with your kid. And you know, I'm used to it because I've been doing it since 3 years old, but I know that for other people, if they haven't done it, it's a tough fucking road. I mean, like I said, I understand single mothers now more than ever, or the challenges, you know. And I think for me, it's what I was trying to tell her, you know, when it comes to, you know, how I am the way I am with co-parenting or with single parenting, is one where I remember Jazz initially, when the kids had to switch homes and days, you know, and she wouldn't be happy sometimes. She wouldn't be happy being with me. She wouldn't want to. She'd be like, I miss my mommy. And I, you know, I make fun of her now as a grown, like I, because she used to tell me that all the time. And mom would have to come and pick up earlier than expected and all these different things, right? So it used to break my heart because that used to happen for years and years. It happened, I would say, for 2 or 3 years at least that. And it was something that I couldn't stomach very well. But as time went on, I realized my solution was, I said, you know what? I'm just going to love her more. That's all I'm going to do. What, even if she screams not wanting to be here, even if she is asking mom not to come over, even, you know, even if she voices her frustration about being here, I'm just going to love her. And hopefully that love is one that she remembers and she doesn't think it changes and all these different things, right? And it's a tough place, because when you see your child plenty of times not wanting to be with you, and you know that, what, and as parents, you know, that's how, you know, I was talking about this, you know, I feel like I've given my all. I can't look in the mirror and say, you know, I could have done this or this or that and the third, right? Like I feel I give more than enough love, showcase love verbally, physically show it. I think I provide the basic needs for my child. She has a nice room. She has her, you know, she eats whatever she wants to eat. And she doesn't have to worry about safety. She doesn't have to worry about not having fun. She doesn't, you know, and when you look at that spectrum, I can go to sleep knowing that I am being a good parent, or at least giving my child something I never had before, right? So, but you still, when you still feel that pain, I realized that the solution for me was just don't pay any attention to it. Just build a tougher, because these kids don't have a fucking clue about what you're doing. Not in every sense. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And sometimes it's your job to remind them of that. Sometimes it's like you just have to keep loving them and showing them and swallowing it, right? That you're never going to be as good as the other person's house, or you're not going to have that bond. You know, it's like, and I don't get caught up in that competition. And I understand that some people may want to get that love back, but it's no guarantee with parenting and with people are variables you can't control. I remember my father was trying to tell me, don't get your hopes up about your child. They'll never turn up to be what you want them to be. And I'm like, duh, I fucking know that. You know, she's her own person. She's going to pursue her own path and she's going to do her own things. That was kind of his way of like letting me know, like, listen, like, you guys didn't turn out the way, life didn't turn out the way it did for me, like I wanted it or I expected it to. And therefore, I don't want you, because of you little fucks, and don't expect the same. And I'm saying to myself, I don't expect the same. I never have, because I've always understood that. I've always understood in the relationship. I understood, especially in parenting, that wherever your kids want to levitate to, they levitate to. So if they want to love mom, don't they? I want to love mom more. I don't get it. It's what it is. And, you know, recently, my daughter has been skipping the days of coming over to see me. So there was a, you know, spring break. She missed a couple of days here. With mom, she skipped a couple of days. And it was this whole thing of, I don't want to go over dad's. And I'm like, okay, you know, because I'm being more strict. I'm not giving her as much fun. And she's complaining about it. Now she doesn't want to come over. So that gets mommy, you know, that gets everybody all nervous and concerned. And I'm like, well, whatever she wants to do, she wants to do. I mean, you know, the day she's supposed to come over. If she's not trying to come over, then and the parent is not trying to support it, and in my case, it isn't that. So, but in many other cases, think about single parenting for a lot of people. Many times, the other person is not on the same page with you anymore. Like, now it's fucking war. Now it's civil war. Like, we ain't talking. We ain't hanging out. We ain't a united front. I have my birthday. You have your birthday. You know, we're not working together on anything, and I know that's for a lot of single parents, that's the way it is, you know. And fortunately for me, I was able to have a great bond with my ex-wife, and we were able to get along. And this doesn't mean you don't have issues, but single parenting is still hard, because you still have two households with two different rules, with two different ways. And what happens is, you know, in my case of point, it's like when I become more strict, when I become more of laying the law down, then my daughter just really doesn't want to be here. And it's like, okay, I get it. But you got to keep loving them more. You got to keep doing that, because at the end of the day, guess what? I always tell this to my daughter. There's two roles for me as a parent. I have to love you and I have to teach you no matter what. And I have to teach you because I had to learn many lessons the hard way in life. So, yeah, I'll be, you know, yawning, like moaning and yapping away all fucking day. And you can see her eyes rolling and all that. Yeah, you know, I have like a bunch of fucking podcasts she could listen to about my life and things that I think about and things I would like her to know. You know, because I know at the end, this shit's not resonating right now. Like, you know, she's just not in a space of taking that information in. She's having a good old time. Right. So it's like, that's why I do the things I do. That's why I have a see a therapist. That's why I have a school counselor. That's why I've got nootropics. That's why I get all these different things, because at the end, I want her to be able to have an outlet to talk about these things, to be able to talk to somebody. If it's not me, if she doesn't feel comfortable talking to me, that's what it is. I'm not, I can't, like I was telling my partners, I can't concoct the relationship how I want it to be with my child, like that. All, but I, what I can't control, this is what I can control, is how I love her, you know, how I do and how I sleep at night knowing that, you know. And I guess for me, you know, I'm able to live with whatever that looks like, right? Like, because it, you know, looking at my life, it's that, you know, was it hard, was it tough times, was it sad times? Yeah. But you know, at the end, I didn't have anybody being there for me every step of the way to tell me, hey, this is what you need to do and not to do. I'd all figure it out on myself. And here I am, and I'm like, you know what? I made it through. I'm 45. I'm still here. So, but for other people, man, it's like they're not able to accept that. You know, like they're not able to accept the outcome. And all I can do is, hey, man, with my daughter, it's like, look, I'm loving her, and I'm teaching her, and I have to sleep at night good, knowing that whatever my decisions are in the best interest of her, right? And no matter what it is, you know, when I was recently going to that whole spiel about her classes in summer school and me being too hard on her because, God forbid, I'm removing her electronics, you know, I sleep good at night because I know that I'm doing the right thing. Like, she has to learn that there's consequences when you don't want to do good in school. You have to learn that. You have to understand that. And I guess for me, it's like, you know, when you can go to sleep as a parent knowing that you don't have any support, you don't have any family support on your side, on your other partner's side, like where you can congregate and tackle the issue together, you know. And I'm not saying that in my case, but I'm saying it in many other cases of single parenting where, you know, when you're a single parent and you're trying to force discipline and the other side, they're not, you can't call them or be with them and be like, hey, can you talk to your child here? And can you let them know why they need to act up? You know, I used to do that with my daughter. I used to have to, mom used to have to call me and I used to have to get on the phone and get on her, you know, because, but that's not common for other single parents to have. You're on an island, bro. Like you're out there doing your thing. And I've been doing it. I've been doing this since she was three. So, you know, I don't have any support. I don't have anybody to reinforce. Like, I am the law. I am the one-stop shop. Like, if she doesn't pay attention to me, guess what? She has to call. You know who I have to call? Me. Like, I have to just go down behind the chairs. Like, hey, you asking for the manager? Okay. I'll go ahead and just make like a big U-turn. Walk her in the back and come right back around. Hey, I'm the manager. How can I help you? That's exactly how I have to. I have to wear all hats on this thing. I have to wear counselor. I have to wear enforcer. I have to wear, play nurturer. I have to play fair dad. All these different things. And you're not going to get the reaction that you want from your children. You know, we want our children to love us because we're thinking we're providing them what we wanted, right? But at the end, they're gonna take it in how they're going to take it in. And the thing about it is that, you know, for other people is that they're so adversarial that the parents, meaning that in the co-parenting dynamic, that they don't, and that's the thing that married people don't understand. They don't understand the challenges of single parenting. That's why I always laugh at when my friends would be like, oh, you're so busy. You know, like they're like so busy. I'm like, yeah, you're busy, but you got a babysitter every fucking day by you, you know, somebody there next to you. And I know you love parenting and all, but you can't do the single parenting. Trust me. And that shit, it's an animal of its own. But yeah, I mean, you can't worry about the outcome with these kids. These kids are, no matter how much love you give them, no matter how much discipline or lessons in life you're trying to teach them, they're going to be who they're going to be. And I'm detached from that outcome. You know, like I don't place any expectations on her other than the ones that we need to have, which is learning how to be a productive citizen, which is learning how to clean up after yourself, learning about basic hygiene, learning how to respect others, learning to do the things that you may not want to do, but are part of your responsibility. And that's life. Guess what? That's fucking life, because whether you want to be with me or be with mom or be whomever, you're going to be forced as you get older, hey, get your ass up and do something, okay? And you can't complain about it to the world, and I have to teach you that. I have to teach you that lesson. And if that means that we don't have the greatest relationship, that you don't look at me as a, you know, daddy's girl, okay, that's fine. I'm not tripping about that, you know, because I'm able to sleep at night, unlike a lot of people that are always looking at the other way. I'd rather be where I'm at now, meaning giving my all, than on the opposite end of the spectrum, which is knowing that I fucked up and I didn't do enough, right? Like, there's many parents out there and people in relationships that are like, oh my God, I had a great thing going. What the fuck happened here? You know, like, why didn't I just smarten up and deal with things? And And it's this mindset of, I want another chance at it because I'm going to make good on that. I fucked up the first time. Like, I don't have to worry about that with me and parenting because I know I gave it my all. I know that I sacrificed so much of my dreams, of my goals, of the things that I set forth for myself because I wanted my child to have a better head start than I did. And she does. And mission accomplished. You know, and I was telling that to my partner, like, you know, no matter what that bond looks like when your child is already grown, you know, grown and doing their own thing, hey, mission accomplished. You did it. Now, is the bond going to look like how you wanted it to? No. I mean, it's not. But, hey, we can't control that. We can't control what these spoiled kids want to feel for us. And unfortunately for these kids, it's like they don't really appreciate it until they're grown and out in the world. And that's just the sad reality. You know, we never wanted it to be that way. And we want them to love us. You know, I want to be loved. I want to feel like my daughter could talk to me about everything. I wish that she could hug me. I wish she could, you know, give me the affection that I don't get. But, you know, that's just it's her way. Like, it's just like, I'm not going to trip about it. It's like, you know, hopefully that comes around one day. If not, that's okay. Like, I'm not worried about it. I love her, and I'm going to keep showing her. Know my name like Alicia. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your Caesar. Right at your Caesar. Right at my number, wouldn't wanna be.